Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. We are out here now for the women's game. The men have had their turn. Their season is done. And now it is time for the Lady Penguins to take on the Point Loma Nazarene University Sea Lions here at Kennelly Field. It's about 1:45 right now, ready for kickoff. And real quickly, I will give you the starting lineups for these Lady Penguins. A couple changes due to senior day. Number one, starting at keeper, Megs Herring, the junior from Santa Rosa. Number one, Lauren Golnick. Number five, McKenna Kimball. Number eight, Emily Whitaker, senior. Number nine, Jill Nunes. As their Point Nazarene has a chance, and Megs Herring doesn't have to worry about it. Number four, Cody Cameron, played it with her left foot wide of the goal. More starters for the Penguins. Number 10, Jessica Ramirez. Number 11, Kendra Korsberg. Number 12, Megan Hansen. Senior, number 13, Mary Wheeler. Senior, Alex Moran. Number 19, and rounding it out, as always, number 24, the senior from Santa Rosa, Juliana G. Brotsberg. 44 minutes left in this half. We are 1 minute into the game. Point Loma has the ball. Taken by McKenna Kimball. Wheeler thought G was on the move. She wasn't, though. Golnick almost got around to it with the through ball. Was able to get it. It's over Nunes. Whitaker has to chase back because Brooke Winkelpleck comes in but is unable to get the ball. Cody Cameron tries to play it past Whitaker. Has to play it back to Caldwell. It's back to Cameron. She saves it from going out of bounds. Winkelpleck comes in, plays it. It's to the middle. Korsberg has to slide to get it out of the danger zone. And now Ramirez has it. Hansen plays all the way to Brotsberg. To Moran. Wheeler's going down the line, but so is Moran. Moran taking it herself on the right side. Tries to play it through ball to Wheeler, but the ball is too far. And keeper Tiffany Cracy, Tiffany Cracy gets the ball. The drop kick is all the way to Jill Nunes. Alex Moran takes it. Korsberg over to Hansen on the left side. Hansen, quick through ball to Golnick, but it's much too far, especially on this turf field. That ball got going in a hurry. It'll be a goal kick for the Sea Lions, who are coached by Tim Hall, while John Delano mans the coaching reins for both the men's and women's team. We actually got a chance to interview him in between the men's and women's game, and as always, Delano did not disappoint. Winkelpleck takes it up. Gets past Whitaker and plays it down to Cameron. Uses her speed to beat Wheeler. Tries to play it in the middle. Whitaker's clear is not a good one, but she finally gets it out. Now Clara Matthews plays it back to Jessica Van Loo. Into Caldwell. To Winkelpleck. Van Loo on the left side now. Plays it over to Cameron. Whitaker clears it out. For a throw-in, it'll be Point Loma on the left side in their attacking half. Cody Cameron heads it past her, and it's almost kept in by Krista Gregory, the junior from Lake Forest. But unfortunately for her, just an inch out of bounds, the AR was quick to raise his flag. Whitaker with the throw. Nunes has plenty of time back there. Clears it away, but it's right to Point Loma. Cameron hits it back to Caldwell. Caldwell still working. And so is Krista Gregory. Now it's over to the right side. Finally, Casey Hanlon gets a touch in. And Winkelpleck can't quite hustle enough. Ramirez plays a through ball to Golnick over the top of everything. Has to make Golnick chase. nothing Matty White of Point Loma can't handle. Caldwell now plays it to the Penguins. And it's crossed all the way over to the opposite corner. Now the keeper, Tiffany Creasy, has it. It's hit right to G. G has a shot, and it's wide. She got the ball. The poor clearance from Creasy, and G just happened to get the ball right out to the 18-yard box. Her shot with the right foot was just wide as we welcome Brian Sanchez back into the broadcast booth. Brian, how you doing?
Pretty good. Great first game with the men winning. A very emotional send-off for those seniors. Expect much of the same here. We almost saw a little senior dramatics there from Brotsburg, and it looked like to me she should have controlled it, maybe gone in a little bit. She had nobody around her, goalie out of place, and maybe rushed the shot a little bit.
Well, really, I don't think she had any idea she was getting that ball with so much time.
Yeah.
Such a shock.
Who would think that? I mean, it was a gift and a half.
Yeah, you don't get too many wide open passes from the other team on the outside of the 18-yard box like that. 39 minutes left in this half. It's a high goal kick. Past the halfway line, Moran gets ahead on it. Kimball and Ramirez go in together. It's to Wheeler. Wheeler keeps the ball, plays it to Whitaker out wide, who plays it all the way to Golnick and Brotsburg on the other side, headed away by Point Loma. But it's to Ramirez. Ramirez tries to get it to Kimball on the right side. Kimball's working hard against her defender, Jessica Van Loo, but Van Loo gets it to Cody Cameron on the left side, and here comes Cameron. Cameron is listed at only 5'2", but we have already seen her use her speed today. Cameron now looks back, but it's a poor pass. Wheeler takes the ball. Wheeler works line against Cameron now.
Yeah, that's how Wheeler's going to have to beat Cameron. She has a huge strength advantage on her, but Cameron's very shifty. She's going to have to stay in front and body her off the ball.
Wheeler and Whitaker and Moran will all have to go against Cameron today on that left side. All the way back to Jill Noon. She gets ahead on it, though. Right to Claire Matthews. Tries to get the through ball over to Krista Gregory, who plays it into Winkelpleck. And now, gives the ball to number 6, Claire Matthews. Has a left-footed shot. It's a decent one, but it's right to Megs Herring, who cradles the ball. And Megs Herring, seems like every broadcast, all we do is praise her, and she deserves every single bit of praise. Twice being the PacWest Conference Player of the Week, she has shown herself to be one of the best this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, Dominican really dominates goalkeeping with Herring and Anderson, and we saw today. You bring in Gibson off the bench for the men's, Casey Gibson, and there's no letdown.
Really no letdown. It's kicked off Kimball for the Point Loma throw-in. On the left side, just about at midfield, right in the attacking half for Point Loma. So far for Dominican, their only attack has been counters, which is not something that they're used to doing. They want to keep possession, run it through Brotsburg and Golnick, and use their speed and precision together to keep possession for these Penguins. Golnick lets the ball go overhead, is going to take on Maddie White now. Point Loma gets back, though. Good job of transition defense, and Jessica Ramirez plays it off her left foot out of bounds. Tried to give Hansen that through ball down the left sideline. Alex Moran is right on the back of Claire Matthews. It's headed over to Krista Gregory. On the right side now for Point Loma. All of them are just running towards the goal. Hansen is on the defense. The cross is in. It's two Noons, who almost gives it to the Point Loma attacker, but that shot was nothing the Herring couldn't handle. Big header by Matthews over Jessica Ramirez. Wheeler's working hard against Cody Cameron. Again, trying to use her strength over Cameron to her advantage. Off of Brotsburg's foot out of bounds. We are 10 minutes into this game so far. And it is a hot one, folks, getting about to the hotter part of the day when that sun is really, really beating down on you. Brotsberg with a defender on her back. Gives it to Moran. Down the line to Kimball. It's out of bounds, though. It'll be a point Loma throw-in on the left side. Already two saves for Herring, yet she hasn't quite had to work like we've seen her work before. Wheeler shields Cameron from the ball. It'll be Penguin throw. Whitaker throws it all the way down the line to Brotsberg. Taken away, though. Kimball working hard against Kaylee Caldwell. Caldwell wins that battle. Over to Cameron on the left side now. Already seeing so much action. Cameron plays it towards the middle. Has an open Winkelpleck. Now Moran is on the D. Tries to play the through ball and does. Over to Caldwell. Now number 14, Nicole Kraft. Plays it over to Caldwell. Back to Porter. And Point Loma will switch the point of attack all the way to the right side, trying to get something possession going. But Dominican's defense is so suffocating when it comes to pressure. They get the through ball in. A big slide by both Herring and number 21, Krista Gregory. They both slid into the play. Gregory got there just a bit before and was able to kick it off Herring's hands for the corner kick. 11 minutes into this half, already Herring has seen a little bit of action, and that was definitely the most dangerous position so far. Gregory got behind Korsberg and almost got there before the aggressive Herring was able to stop it with her fingertips. It'll be a corner kick on the right side for the Sea Lions. It's to the middle of the goal. It's a good one. The header is there. And Herring grabs the ball. Unbelievable save by Megs Herring. I thought for sure that ball was going in. But Herring came away with the ball. The AR was right on the line for the play to make sure that the ball had to go over the line all the way. And the assistant referee confirmed that ball did not go over. There was a big, big cluster of people, probably about 15 people from both teams all around that corner kick. And it was a good corner kick. But Megs Herring, like we have always said, comes away on top. Here comes Wheeler. Simply smashes it against Jessica Van Loo's legs for the throw-in. Emily Whitaker will have the throw. Point Loma already has three shots, yet just one for Dominican, and that one was basically a gift from Point Loma, too. All the way over, back to the keeper, Tiffany Cracy, and the keeper has some size on her, listed at 5'11". She is a big target to get by in that net.
Just means you have to have an idea of where you want to shoot on her, and most likely it's going to be low. Hard low ones are going to be tougher for her to get to. If you try and go for the top shelf, there's a chance she's going to be able to get to that.
And Brotsberg and Golnick and Ramirez, all of the goal scorers for Dominican will have to keep that in mind against this keeper, Tiffany Cracy. Winkelpleck over to Clara Matthews, but the ball is stolen by Moran. Ramirez has a little bit of a fake through ball. It looked like she actually didn't do that on purpose, but it worked out because Wheeler has the ball all the way on the right side of the box now. Has Golnick in the middle. Tries to play it to Golnick. It's cleared away by Point Loma. Back to Wheeler again, and she keeps working. Plays Brotsberg. Brotsberg has Cameron on her on the right side of her attacking half. Gets by Cameron. Brotsberg has to keep working and kicks it off of Jessica Van Loo's foot for the throw-in. This Point Loma Nazarene team is very, very talented. They sit at 12, 4-1 on the season, and a very impressive 9-3-1 in conference, right at the top of the standings. However, Dominican is no slouch in the standings themselves. 7-7-2 overall, 6-5-2, a winning record in conference this year.
And what a way to end the season it would be for Dominican. Clinch the winning record in conference against one of the better teams in the conference. And the way they're playing right now, they have a very good shot at making that happen.
Big cross in from Alex Moran, but it's out for a goal kick. We are 15 minutes into this game. And Point Loma has still had to make zero saves so far. Haven't tested Creasy just yet. I expect Golnick to change that very soon. Brian and I have both seen Golnick put some deep, deep shots into the goal. Big tangle by Winkelpleck and Wheeler, and it is called in favor of Dominican.
Man, you weren't kidding about Golnick, though. The longest shots I've seen converted this season have, two of the three at least, have come from Golnick. One of them might be Guevara, but the furthest definitely belongs to Golnick.
Oh, absolutely. That one, she kicked from about 35 yards away with her left foot.
It was perfect.
A couple weeks ago. It really was perfection.
It was 35 yards away, and somehow she still caught it at the top of the net.
Good flick in by Brotzberg into the danger zone. Ramirez almost got it. Brotzberg again has a chance, but it's too far away from her. It's cleared out by Casey Hanlon, and here comes Cameron on the left side. Cuts to the middle. Kimball tries to poke it away, and now Moran will have to be on defense. The speedy Kaylee Caldwell now is coming towards the middle of the field. Plays the through ball into Krista Gregory. Now gets it back. Here comes Caldwell. Winkelpleck now. Over to Claire Matthews. Still not out by Dominican. Cameron on the left side now. Defended by Kimball. Into Matthews. Van Loo now. Over to Cameron on the left side. Winkelpleck going against Ramirez. Going down the left sideline. Ramirez working hard against the bigger Winkelpleck. And Ramirez kicks it out. Or excuse me, Winkelpleck saved it. Nunes working hard as a center back there. Keeps working. And finally, McKenna Kimball clears it away. And Korsberg instructs her defense to get out. And just like that, we are back into the Dominican attacking area. Good judge of where the ball was going by Whitaker there. She waited for Jessica Van Loo to mistime her jump before Whitaker could time perfectly hers.
It was a very good job Whitaker does of sitting back and letting the offense come to her. She doesn't try and push the action. She lets you dribble into her area, and once you're there, stick a foot out or maybe nudge you a little bit, get you off the ball, and clear it.
Substitution on the play. Senior Mary Wheeler coming out now. Freshman number 4, Stephanie Owens, in the game. Whitaker plays it all the way over to Golnick, who can't quite get there before Casey Hanlon. She'll play it over to Maddie White on the right side, and they'll look forward. Hanlon now to White. Stolen by Ramirez, who plays it back to Hansen. You talk about Whitaker. You can't say enough about this Lady Penguin defense. One of the most hard-nosed, tough, and talented groups that Dominican has ever seen. Whitaker, Korsberg, Hansen, right now Jill Nunes, and oftentimes Catherine Ripple back there at center defense. But either way, it doesn't matter. They will go after you. They will go after you physically and the entire game long, too. It never, ever stops. The aggressiveness will never cease.
Right. Coach Delano referenced that in between games. You brought up how good of a goaltender Hansen is, and he said no doubt. But she's certainly made a lot better by the back four that this Lady Penguins team has.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure Herring is very, very thankful to have that back four to protect her.
Yeah, she wouldn't argue.
Whitaker clears it up to Kimball, who can't save it from going out of bounds. It'll be a Point Loma throw on the left side in their attacking half. 16, Jessica Van Loo will be on the throw. 26 minutes left in this half so far. Into Winkelpleck. Has a little bit of space. Nunes in front of her. Has the right-footed shot. Stopped by Nunes, though. And it allows Herring to get over to the other side of the box to pick up the ball. Good job by Nunes by waiting. Just like you said with Whitaker, she waits for the defense to come to her. Nunes waited for Winkelpleck to make her move, then stepped in at the exact right time. Natalie Swift tries to play Krista Gregory on the left side. It's taken away by Whitaker, but out for a throw-in. Now it'll be Swift on the left side. Has a left-footed cross in, and Korsberg will have the clearance. To Kimball. To Owens. Gets the turn and does save it. All the way to Brochberg, who has to put the pressure. It's a good clearance down the line by Leah Porter. Winkelpleck now. Over on the left. Natalie Swift against McKenna Kimball. Plays Winkelpleck in the inside again. It's a good ball to Claire Matthews, but Korsberg clears it all the way out.
Yeah, now we get a good feel for the entire defense doing what Emily Whitaker does. They fall back until they reach the top of the box, then they form a line, and it lets Point Loma attack until they get to the top of the box, get some confidence in the attack, and once they reach a good spot to score, there's a row of Lady Penguins, and they have no shot.
And it's also a credit to the Lady Penguin midfield, too, especially McKenna Kimball and Alex Moran, both of them playing central defensive midfield. It's so important for them to get back and help Nunes and Korsberg in the middle, because once a counterattack comes from Point Loma, they have speed in the middle, and it is essential to get back for all of the Lady Penguins. Matthews plays it into Krista Gregory, who tries to keep possession, but Emily Whitaker was quick on the attack. Makes Herring takes the ball. Her drop kick will be a little bit low and right to Point Loma. Dominican has been unable to get it out of their half in these past 5 minutes, unable to keep possession really at all. Natalie Swift plays it over to Krista Gregory. It's kicked out by Nunes for a throw-in.
And like you said, they've been living in the defensive zone of the Lady Penguins here early in the game. But there hasn't been too many threatening moments despite them controlling the ball in a good spot to score.
And that is a testament to that defense. Whitaker has to have the big defense. The shot by Claire Matthews stopped by Megs Herring. Right to the hands. High drop kick this time. Ramirez can't get to it, and Point Loma has it. Taken by Golnick. Back to Ramirez. Has Stephanie Owens on the right side, but they switch it over to the left now. Korsberg looks up. Plays an open Kimball. Kimball's pass is a little soft, too soft even, and she almost loses the ball. Luckily, she works back and wins it back for the Penguins. Hansen down the line to Ramirez. Gets a nice flick to herself, but too far down the field. It's out of bounds.
We haven't heard much of Megan Hansen's name today. It's mostly because they haven't attacked her side of the field.
Yeah, exactly. The left side of Dominican and the right side of Point Loma has almost been non-existent this game. Golnick has not gotten too much action on the left. And Hansen has really seen very little. That left side is a strength for Dominican in most games. And Golnick has such talent that eventually we will see her show that talent. 21 minutes left in the half. Golnick's header to Ramirez. Ramirez pops it over to her defender, but it's right to a Point Loma player. Played back to Leah Porter, all the way back to Creasy, who has a big boot. Korsberg is right on the header, though. Excellent judge of the ball. Korsberg was right on it. Ramirez earns herself a foul. She went in hard to the defender, and the defender clipped Ramirez. It'll be about at midfield.
And we'll see if Dominican can't get shot opportunity out of this possession.
Well, they need some form of opportunity. It's been sorely lacking so far this game. Can't get the flick in. It's headed out. Kimball has to work hard. And it's hit away to Nunes. Nunes can't get a good clear, though. And Point Loma has the ball. They're still looking for the counterattack. Stephanie Owens rooks back. But Natalie Swift is going towards the sideline on the left side. Nunes comes over to recover and kicks out for a throw-in. Amanda Mitchell down there now. Kicked over. Point Loma still has it in a dangerous position. Big tackle by Alex Moran and Kendra Korsberg. Moran takes it. Physical play by both her and her defender. Mitchell on the left side now. Going at Whitaker. Goes sideline. Has a left-footed cross. It's off Whitaker. Off Mitchell. Mitchell keeps the ball, though. Mitchell plays it into Swift. Swift working hard against Moran. Moran is everywhere defensively so far. Owens plays it to Ramirez. Ramirez didn't realize there was a defender behind her. A little bit of miscommunication by the Penguins. Got to talk more. Casey Hanlon on the right side. They play it towards the middle. All the way back to Creasy. A high spinning kick that Kemble almost gets to, but it's pushed out of the way by Krista Gregory. Gregory still working. So is Jessica Van Loo, but Hansen is able to clear it away. Brochberg on the chase. It's back to Hansen again. She looks to dribble a little bit. Now plays to Golnick, but the pass is off mark. Golnick is forced to chase. Mitchell now comes all the way over to try and help her and Caldwell. Nothing comes of it, though. Dominican gets it. And here comes Owens on the run. She's almost there. She almost gets there before Creasy has to kick it away outside of her box. Stephanie Owens almost beat Tiffany Creasy to that ball. Now Lauren Golnick has to work against the double team. And it is kicked out for a throw-in. It's a Dominican throw-in, and because of that, there will be a substitution. Kayla Wakita is coming in as a central attacking mid for Jessica Ramirez. 18 minutes left in this half. Four shots for Point Loma, and all four have been on target, yet they still have a big old zero on that scoreboard. Megan Hansen now. Big left-footed cross. Owen the Owens is there, and she's offsides. Got caught a little bit. All the way on the far side. Just a little too far in front of those defenders.
We're getting a good taste of why Point Loma has the record they have here this season. They get the ball in the attacking third, and they just control it and keep it there and wait for an opportunity. If it doesn't come, back it out, go right back in.
Oh, that is some quality soccer right there. Sounds like Barcelona, basically.
Yeah, it really does.
There is a foul on number 16, Jessica Van Loo. Right about in the center circle. Korsberg will have the free kick. And like I said, the Penguins need to have more communication on the field. Every time you hear chatter out on the field, it seems like it's the Sea Lions talking to each other instead of the Penguins talking all over that field. Whitaker plays it to Kimball. Tries to play it down the line to Owens, but she's not there. Out for a throw-in. Kimball needs to look up a little bit more on that one. She's having a very, very good game defensively so far. But offensively, running it through G. Brotsberg is absolutely the most important thing that Dominican can do, and they have not quite done that enough yet. Just simply not enough G in this game. Hansen on the left side now. has to simply play it back to Korsberg to keep possession, and another switch of the field as both teams shift all the way over. She has Golnick in the middle. Also, Brodsburg plays neither of them. Gives it to Owens. Owens finds Hansen on the left side. And like Point Loma has been doing, here come the Penguins working it up the field, keeping possession, waiting for that opportunity. It's exactly what Coach John Delano wants. Now Nunes on the back as they restart the attack. Whitaker has Kimball and has Moran. Plays Moran. You can't get too much there. Yet again, have to start through the center backs. All the way back to Megs Herring, and they ultimately have to do a restart now.
And it looks like that gift that they were given, and Juliana Brodsburg could not convert the shot, which is rare, may come back to haunt them all game, because it has been very tough to just get another opportunity, let alone a goal.
Opportunities will be scarce in this game for both teams, considering how well both teams' defenses are playing.
And Point Loma, while they are a very offensive team, they aren't what you would consider an attacking team, as they're much more patient. Now, just because they've spent the majority of their time in the attacking third of the field does not mean they have an attacking style.
It's been a lot of quick passes, forming triangles for the Sea Lions so far, and they've done an excellent job at it. 14 minutes left in the half. Hansen has a big throw into Owens. Can't quite get to it, though. Back to Hansen. Now Golnick tries to turn. Has a defender right on her, though. Didn't realize it. And here comes Point Loma. Amanda Mitchell using her speed all the way past the very fast Golnick. That really shows the speed that Amanda Mitchell has, because even with the ball, she just dribbled past the sprinting Laura Golnick.
That was impressive right there. That was a long run. Just nothing to do at the end of it, though, is Dominican, again, defense played back until they hit the box. Then they form a line, and there's nothing to do once you get there.
Dominican is just full of ball hawks out there. Wherever the ball is, it always seems like there's two defenders very, very close to the ball, always going right at the attackers for Point Loma. That is called a goal kick. Point Loma was asking for a corner. They didn't get it. It'll be a goal kick from Megs Herring. As everyone moves up the field, Herring will try to have a big boot to get the play of the field onto the opposite side. It has been on the Dominican defensive side almost the entire game. It'll be out for a throw-in for Dominican. Emily Whitaker, senior for Dominican. This is her last game of her collegiate career, and she has been a starter almost every single game she's been at Dominican, always holding down that right back or left back defensive position. Such a constant for these Penguins the last 4 years, and that is so important. Continuity in college sports can mean so much. And number six, Claire Matthews, makes a good defensive play on G, kicks it off of her, out for a goal kick. 12 minutes left in the half. Still just four shots for Point Loma, one shot for Dominican.
Yeah, not a lot of action here, despite a lot of time spent on offense by Point Loma. This is actually shaping up a little bit like the men's game. Stalemate, goose eggs for a long time, then all of a sudden, bam, an explosion of goals.
Well, who knows? We could see maybe three goals in this last 11-20. All the way over to a running Amanda Mitchell, but Jill Nunes is there for the clearance. Kimball has to work hard against Van Loo. It's kicked over. Hansen is there for the clearance, though. And now Brodsburg has to work against Claire Matthews. Matthews backing up on her a little bit. And The ref calls for a Dominican throw. Looks like it actually went off G's leg, but she definitely won't argue. Whitaker looking for someone. Asking someone to get a little bit of movement on. Off the ball movement has been a little bit stagnant so far for the Penguins. That is such a key for them, especially with the speed of Golnick and Ramirez and Owens and Wakita. All of their attackers have such a specific skill set. They haven't quite utilized it just yet. It's out to Amanda Mitchell, who has Kimball on her. Kimball playing hard-nosed defense. Gets all the way back. Kimball noticeably tired. She's been working hard all game. Amanda Mitchell on the left side of the box now. Has a left-footed cross. Herring gets it with her outstretched arms and catches the ball safely.
This is the second or third time we've seen the freshman Amanda Mitchell with a long run down into the attacking third and not have any teammates there to play a ball into. Both times great runs, both times nothing to do.
It's almost like Point Loma expects Amanda Mitchell to do it all as every other person simply watches. Brotsberg and Wakita are on the chase, working hard as the double team. Golnick gets the Point Loma attacker on the ground all the way to Owens on the right side. Now in the middle. Plays it to Golnick. 40 yards away. Again to Owens. Good give and go. Owens keeps the ball on the left side. It's on her left foot. She has a cross into Brotsberg, who's open, has the kick. It's off the post off of Crazy's hands and cleared out by Point Loma. Juliana Brotsberg had a wide open shot from about 4 yards away from the goal. Crazy was in front of her. It bounced off of the ground after it hits Brotsberg's head, and Crazy, with the quick hands, hit it off of the goalpost. And that is out for a corner kick. No, they say it's still in. The center referee pointed to a goal kick, even though the ball was still in. Now it's Point Loma ball on the right side.
And it could easily be 2-0 Dominican right now. You're not used to seeing Brotsberg fail to convert the open chances that she has, and Point Loma needs to count themselves lucky to this juncture in the game.
Well, if they keep playing like, if Dominican keeps playing like they did in that 3-minute buildup, then they will have no problem scoring because the ball by Stephanie Owens was there, the give and go with her and Lauren Golnick was there. Everything worked to perfection. Even Brotsberg's run was timed perfectly. All it takes is one finish to turn this entire game around. There's a substitution. Now, number two, Heather Cady from Goodyear, Arizona, will be coming in for Krista Gregory, the 5'8" junior from Lake Forest. It's a Point Loma throw-in on the right side for them in their attacking half. They throw it in. Hansen is on the defense. Mitchell has the ball. Trying to keep it. Now has Wakita on her. Wakita simply takes it from her. Excellent defensive play by Wakita there. It's off of Golnick to Wakita. Has Owens in the middle. But the defenders are there. Number six, Claire Matthews, read the ball all the way.
Yeah, just a little bit late. You saw Morgan lift up her hand in the middle. The opportunity was there. The pass came in a couple seconds later. Defense had already closed in.
Here comes Amanda Mitchell. With that streaking run again, it's stopped by Korsberg this time. Tara Creasy has a shot of her own. Had plenty of time to run up and take a big old boot at it from about 35 yards away. It was far over the bar and wide for a goal kick.
Bit ambitious there from Point Loma. Is probably would have been the most impressive goal I'd ever seen if it went in, especially considering the keeper would have to go in on. But you know, sometimes you just get that feeling, and it's time to shoot.
Oh, absolutely, especially as a defender. If you have time to run up like that, defenders don't get too many opportunities. They will take what they can get. Heather Cady now tries to play it in to Natalie Swift, but Herring is there to cradle it up. 6 minutes left in this half. And Herring already has five saves. Big header off of Tara Creasy. Now to Whitaker's head. Owens getting shoved, but keeps the ball. Excellent play by Owens. Keeps the ball so close to her feet. Very impressive, but unfortunately got triple teamed. Had to throw it away. Now Nunes gets a good slide in to poke it away to Hansen, who tries to play it up to a speedy Wakita. The ball was too far, though. So far, Hansen doesn't know her own strength this game. She's been kicking a lot of those through balls down the line a little bit too far. However, it is important for her to keep going with that. That is one of the strengths of this team, is Hansen's big left foot down that line. Now here's Amanda Mitchell, one-on-one with Jill Nunes. Here comes Korsberg to help back, though. Korsberg gets the slide. There's no call because it goes right to Natalie Swift, who has a shot, but it's a slow roller down to Megs Herring. Dangerous slide by Kendra Korsberg there. That could have ended badly. She got a whole lot of Amanda Mitchell's legs. Refs saw nothing of it, though. Big clearance down to Matthews. Golnick plays to Owens. To Brotsberg. In the middle to Golnick. Good play by them. But Golnick gets stepped up on by Nicole Kraft. Very quickly, Nicole Kraft keeps coming down the middle of the field. It'll be Amanda Mitchell on the right side. Heather Cady now. And Hansen has to kick it out for a throw-in. Right, let's go, Green, right here. Hansen has definitely been working a lot harder than the first 20 minutes of the game. A lot more action from that right side of Point Loma and the left side of Dominican. That looked like it went off Korsberg's face, actually. Out for a corner kick as she grabs her jaw.
Ricocheted off of Point Loma head and then off of her jaw and out of bounds.
Korsberg's a little bit shaken up on the play, but she is one tough girl. One of the toughest. Very similar to Sam Vella of the men's team. Yeah. Not a whole lot will take her off the field. It's a good corner into the box. The header is there for Point Loma, but it's over the bar. There was an original flick header at the near post that gave Point Loma the opportunity in front of the goal, but they couldn't get it past Megs Herring. It went over the bar.
Yeah, it looked like if that second header would have been on target, it would have been an easy goal because Herring went out to defend the first head, which was actually a flick, to another head.
Herring's goal kick right to Kimball. Plays it to Wakita. Wakita has a good thigh touch. Has to keep working against the bigger Nicole Kraft. That is a 5'1" Kayla Wakita going up against a 5'9" Nicole Kraft. Tough matchup for her. It's Swift now on the left side with Whitaker on her. Whitaker has a good tackle of the ball. Manages to almost kick it off Swift. She thought she kicked it off Swift, but the referee says none of that. It'll be Point Loma throw-in. On the left side, deep in their attacking half. Excuse me, there was a foul on the play. I don't think I even heard a whistle, but there was a foul on the play on Whitaker. It'll be a free kick. Claire Matthews gets the ball inside. Headed away by Alex Moran. Swift plays it over to Matthews. Down the line to Mitchell. The left-footed cross way to the back post. All the way out to the opposite side of the field, out for a throw. A minute and a half left in this first half. 8 shots for Point Loma. Just 2 for Dominican. However, those 2 shots have been golden opportunities that Juliana Brotsberg has unfortunately not connected with.
Yeah, and I mean, it's rare.
It is.
It's not what she's all about. It's one of the best scorers, best all-around players in the history of Dominican's women's soccer. And if you give her 2 open shots, you'd expect 2 goals. Certainly 1. They have nothing to show for it so far.
Still 0-0 for both teams, though. Minute left in this half. Whitaker cuts inside, plays it back to Hansen. Switch of the field over to the left side now for Dominican. Korsberg kicks it all the way to the inside. Bratsberg's not there, though. Bratsberg working defensively all the way back, basically taking the job of five Dominican defenders. Doesn't matter to her, though. Hansen on the defense now. Heather Cady on the right corner. It's kicked to the middle. Four-point Loma. Mitchell to the middle. Slid in by Jill Nunes, and she clears it away. And Kayla Akita is able to kick it off of Point Loma for the throw. 15 seconds left in this half. Looks like Dominican won't be able to get it up in time before the end of the half, because there is the buzzer. We end this first half 0-0. Nil-nil so far in this game. As Coach John Delano and Coach Tim Hall will talk it over with their team, see if they can possibly get something going offensively for their teams. You are listening to Brian Sanchez and Jordan Smith for this Lady Penguin soccer broadcast on radio.dominican.edu. Back for the second half now for the Dominican University women's soccer team. Tied at 0-0 for the start of the second half. Mostly the starters out on the field for Dominican with one change. Now Stephanie Owens, who played most of that first half in for the senior Mary Wheeler, although I am pretty sure we will see Mary Wheeler again come off the bench, as she usually does in that second half. Eight shots for Point Loma in the first half, just two for Dominican, yet Megs Herring was one of the stories again, making a couple very, very beautiful saves, including one off of a corner kick off the head of one of the Sea Lions. She got down to the ground in a hurry and saved the ball from going into the back of the net. As we are ready for the second half, and here we go. Bratsberg plays it all the way down to the left corner. Lets Golnick and Owen chase. And they do unsuccessfully. Korsberg plays it all the way over to the right side. And Natalie Swift is over there working against Whitaker. Whitaker plays it down the line, almost gets to Owens. Not quite there, though. It'll be a Point Loma throw-in. A little bit of a slowdown right now as both teams start to come out of the second half a little bit slow, and we heard the exact opposite from both teams' coaches. Actually, both teams' coaches telling their players to push it wide, and continue to absolutely destroy those corners. Lauren Golnick and Stephanie Owens are the wide attackers for Dominican, and they both have incredible speed on them. Yet Amanda Mitchell for Point Loma, attacking right now, actually, against Korsberg, has very incredible speed of her own. So those corners are very much working for both teams' benefit. As here comes Stephanie Owens down the right sideline. She cuts it inside. Has man on her back, who steals the ball. Owens keeps the ball, though, somehow, to Golnick, to Bratsberg, to Ramirez, who plays it inside unsuccessfully to Nicole Kraft. Here comes Point Loma on the counterattack. Looks like a 3-on-5, but they are going down the sideline. Heather Cady down the left sideline with Jill Nunes on her. Left-footed cross, it's out of bounds. Nothing there for Megs Herring to worry about. Heather Cady couldn't get the left-footed cross into the box.
And we saw at halftime the Loma head coach Tim Hall begging his team to attack more. Less possession in the attacking zone. More crosses in the box. Try and force the action. Make something happen. He does not want to see Dominican come up in the standings because he knows how tough of a team they are.
Well, 8 shots and nothing to show for it for Point Loma. They obviously need to change something about their attack. Heather Cady coming up the floor right now. Gives it to Mitchell. Good play. It's given back to Cady. She might have a shot. The right-footed shot stopped by Kimball. And now here comes Kaylee Caldwell. It's cleared out by McKenna Kimball again. Another opportunity for Point Loma taken away by that Dominican defense. Caldwell looking up the floor. Plays a through ball over the top to Casey Hanlon, who kicks it off of Lauren Golnick for a corner kick.
We'll see what the Sea Lions have here. Good opportunity. They had a beautiful set piece earlier in the game.
They did.
Resulted in a head and a near wide open goal went over the crossbar. See if they can do the same here.
We've seen how dangerous these Sea Lions are in the air. They have a lot of big bodies to attack that goal. And the corner kick is on its way from the right side. High in the air. Megs Herring is there. She punches it out. And Ramirez kicks it out. Owens will chase. And Owens takes the ball from her defender. It looks like a 2-on-3. Owens going towards the left. Really trying to use her speed, but a ton of Point Loma defenders are there for the attack, or there for the recovery. And now a beautiful ball by Amanda Mitchell. Jill Nunes raises her hand, begging for offsides. Doesn't matter, though. Amanda Mitchell against Kendra Korsberg on the right side. Tries to cut back to the outside, and Korsberg will have none of it. Tim Hall is livid on the bench for Point Loma. He wants that ball into the zone right away, and Amanda Mitchell tried to get too cute with it. Hall is clearly very upset, telling her, don't slow down. Don't stop the ball. She stopped the ball, and that's why Korsberg was able to recover and take the ball away. As soon as you stop that momentum, everything goes away. The runs are mistimed. Everything goes wrong once you stop that ball. Kaylee Caldwell over to Casey Hanlon. And it's poked away by Lauren Golnick out for a throw-in. It'll be a Dominican throw-in. Hanson looking for someone. Moran turned around. Kimball too far away. Not a lot of off-the-ball movement from Dominican right now. But gets it into Brotsberg. Has Ramirez. Brotsberg tries to get the turn on her own, and she does. Tries to get it past Nicole Kraft, almost does, but Nicole Kraft is able to kick it off of Lauren Golnick. Point Loma's throwing down the line. We're in the middle of the field now. Kimball has the ball. Gives it to Ramirez. Works hard to keep the ball. Ramirez down the middle of the floor now. Kicks it over to Brotsberg. Has an opportunity, but is offsides. Just got by Natalie Swift on the left side with the through ball from Jessica Ramirez. Unfortunately, Brotsberg was just a hair on the offsides position.
Yeah, that was just a quarter step, maybe a half step at the most.
The referee was in position, though. Kimball's on the defense now. Gets cut up. Here comes Casey. Big shot high, but it's saved by Megs Herring. It looked a little bit dangerous, probably about 30, 35 yards away, and it was a screamer indeed. It sunk just low enough for Herring to handle, though.
Yeah, you know, if that would have been a couple yards more towards a corner, it might have been a lot more dangerous.
Hanson has to work hard against Amanda Mitchell to get that speed away, but Korsberg was able to help her recover. Out of bounds, off Point Loma now. It'll be a Megan Hanson throw-in from the left side. 7 minutes into this second half. Point Loma has already had 3 shots, yet still nothing to show for it. Golnick now tries to get it to Moran, but Moran's not there. Hanson just gives it right back to Caldwell. Now Swift looking for it. Caldwell against Moran. A lot of one-touch plays, a lot of through balls on this right side right now. Golnick finally gets a good clearance away, and Ramirez has a good flick of the ball to Owens. Owens got a little tripped up on herself, though, and had to lose the ball. Owens has the flick, but it's right to the defenders. Here comes Amanda Mitchell. She gets a good turn on Kendra Korsberg. Jill Nunes is right there to recover, though. Number 17, Casey Hanlon on the right side. Tackled by Moran, and she takes the ball. Golnick to Kimball. Ramirez on the right. Gives it away. Ramirez hustling to get it back, and there's a foul called on Ramirez. As soon as she lost that ball, she really hustled to get it back. Unfortunately, had a little bit too much hustle and was too aggressive on the play with her hands. It'll be a Point Loma free kick from about the bottom of that center circle.
Yeah, and Point Loma is going to have a threatening position here. We've seen them from about this area cross one into the box as they're able to loft him high and far. We'll see what they have in store here.
Yeah, they really are able to get those, even the long free kicks, into the danger zone. Just like this one. It's a high one, about 15 yards away, headed out by Alex Moran off of Point Loma, though. And it is kicked off of Moran for a corner kick.
And it's proven in this game for Point Loma that it's not the entry from that distance that's the danger. It's the rebound. It's very difficult to head one in when a cross is coming from that far away and that many people are in the box. But if a ball falls at your feet and you can get a rip off before anyone's ready, it's dangerous.
Couple substitutions now for Point Loma. Number 17, Casey Hanlon, and number 22, Amanda Mitchell, are coming out while Cody Cameron and Brooke Winkelpleck are going into the game. Here is the cross on the corner. It's headed by Winkelpleck, but wide. A hard header towards the near post. Winkelpleck had an opportunity, but it was just wide of the goal. And what Brian was talking about with those rebounds and everything that happens on set pieces, it's the chaos that happens on set pieces. Once you get just about 15 people from both teams into that area, nothing but chaos happens. And once chaos happens, anything can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. That's when the poachers really come out. Get those easy ones where a ball trickles to their feet. Goalie's not ready.
Over to Cameron on the wide. On the right side, she plays it down the line to Winkelpleck, but Korsberg does a good job of defending there. Moran has time in the middle of the field now. Plays it to wide open Ramirez. He needs to go forward. And simply plays it right to the defender. Poor play by Ramirez. Needs to be a little bit more patient with that ball. She has plenty of time. Find Brotzberg. Or find Owens down the line. Owens slips on her cut. Almost gets it back, but can't quite get it. Winkelpleck now. Coming back to keep possession. Maddie White will dribble it up the field. Hansen quick on the attack. Leaves her position open, but Korsberg is there for the recovery as Hansen goes all the way back. Korsberg has to go back again for the recovery, and so does Jill Nunes against Brooke Winkelpleck. Winkelpleck tries to play it off Nunes for the corner kick. Can't quite get it. Winkelpleck still has it. Tries to do it again and is unsuccessful. A second time goes right to Meg's Herring's hands. Say that three times fast, folks.
No, thank you.
33 and a half minutes left in this game. Big tackle by Emily Whitaker, charging in and kicks it out for a throw-in. Point Loma's throw is in to Heather Cady. Now here comes Cady to Winkelpleck. Has the shot, and it's just wide of the goal. About 10 yards away from the goal, and Point Loma Nazarene keeps probing. They keep charging down that field, waiting for a golden opportunity to happen. Yet Dominican has not given an inch so far in this game.
Yeah, and Loma's starting to really get the shots off now. And it's a bend-but-don't-break defense that the Lady Penguins are sporting right now. How long can they bend before they break is the golden question.
Well, if they can keep bending for 32 more minutes, I'm sure John Delano will be a very happy man.
Agreed.
Kendrick Korsberg will have the free kick after the Point Loma foul. It is a big kick to the center of the box, flicked in by Alex Moran. Brotsberg has an opportunity on the left side. She crosses it back in. Golnick gets the ball, is taken down to the box, no foul. Brotsberg has a shot on her right foot, and it's wide. Golnick had good hustle to keep that ball from going out and keep that ball from getting cleared away. And even though it was a tough angle on the shot, I will give that to Brotsberg any day of the week. She is the main goal scorer, and if she gets an opportunity, she might just capitalize on anything.
Yeah, at first I thought she was playing a low cross in, but the way she wound up for that one, I think it was a shot.
She really wound. I thought she was going to cross it too, but she really, yeah, really wound up for it. Emily Whitaker's throw on the right side now near midfield. 31 minutes left in this game. It's down to Owens. Tries to flick it to Brotsberg. Almost gets there, but too far away is Brotsberg. Now plays it over the top. Korsberg is there, though. Heather Cady turns around. Plays out wide to Natalie Swift. Swift plays down the line to Brooke Winkelpleck. Winkelpleck goes all the way down the left sideline. And it is out of bounds for a goal kick.
Good job there by Nunes to just ride her lady all the way down to the line, but not touch the ball. Just give her nowhere to go. She just dribbled out of bounds.
Using that sideline as a friend. Dominican are experts at that. Natalie Swift looking towards the middle. Tries to get past Moran. Gives it to Caldwell. Has it 25 yards away. Plays it into Winkelpleck, who might just get to it before it goes out. But she doesn't. It's out for a goal kick. Ambitious ball there by Caldwell to send Winkelpleck down the line in a very small amount of space. But Point Loma keeps trying to change their attack and their attack strategy because so far that bend but not break defense of Dominican is impenetrable. Cameron all over Moran's back, but no call. And here comes Brotsberg down the left sideline. She'll go against Kraft. And Kraft gets a good touch on the ball to make sure Brotsberg's cross is nothing. As Caldwell simply kicks it over to me and Brian.
Nice play, by the way.
I saw the ball going under our booth and was hoping it wouldn't unplug everything.
We're still here.
We are still here, folks. Jessica Ramirez all the way down the sideline working to keep the ball in. Unsuccessful, though. Out for a goal kick.
See, and that's a letdown because you gave me the nice give and go. I handed it to Hansen for the throw-in. If they would have scored right there, we get a couple of assists.
Well, dang. You're
yeah,
right.
I know. We had a chance to appear on the
out.
Stat sheet. Probably should have given Hansen a better patch. I'll take the blame.
And rightfully so. I'll blame you too. Kimball now in the middle of the field looking up. Has Moran on the left side going right against Cameron. Plays it all the way over to Owens. Owens isn't there though and it's cleared away. Whitaker has it at midfield. Kimball to Nunes and they look to switch the field now. Korsberg to Brotsberg. Korsberg hard on Winkelpleck. And Cameron plays a good ball to Kaylee Caldwell. Has a wide open Heather Cady, but it looked like Emily Whitaker from the opposite side came out of nowhere to recover for her fellow center backs. and take that ball out for a corner kick. Good play by Whitaker.
Yeah, I think Katie just didn't see Whitaker coming, because if she had, she might have just taken the one-touch shot, the one-timer, if you will, but she tried to control it and gave Whitaker time to come across the front and knock the ball out.
It'll be Caldwell's corner kick. 27 and a half minutes left in this season. Not just the game, but the season for the Penguins. Herring has to get it. She punches it out, and it goes to Kimble, who heads it away. Now Golnick takes on Cameron. Nothing there, though, and it goes to Herring.
Yeah, Golnick looked like she was playing a different kind of football there. Looked like a free safety coming over across a wide receiver.
A regular Deshaun Goldson.
Yeah, no kidding.
Owens working hard all the way down the right sideline. She is really using that speed well today. Taken by Ramirez. Down the line to Owens again. She won't get to this one. Too far. It's out for a throw-in.
It was a good idea, though, right there.
Yeah.
It's just execution was a little lacking. Ramirez with the off foot. Too much curve. Hooked it out.
Ramirez and Owens, both freshmen this year. We'll see if they can develop through their 4 years together. They're both attacking players, both starting as freshmen, too. John Delano has to be incredibly excited about that tandem. Lauren Kolnick has herself a shot with the left foot from, again, about 35 yards away. She might have heard me and Brian praising her about her last goal in that game. She had a hat trick when she scored from 35 yards away. Why not try again? You scored once. Might as well score again. Owens can't quite get the ball. Neither can Nunes. And here comes Heather Cady. She plays Krista Gregory in the middle. It's attempted to be cleared out by Dominican. And spin on the ball pushes it all the way towards Moran. Caldwell plays a good ball into Gregory, who plays Cameron on the right side. Barely keeps it in, but the cross is a soft one. Megs Herring takes it. Still 0-0 in this game with 25 minutes left. Stephanie Owens challenging for the header in the middle of the field for Point Loma. Gregory tries to turn around Nunes. Nunes doesn't have it, though. And now Golnick plays a decent ball towards the middle to Brotsberg. The defender, Leah Porter, is right there and has to kick it out for a throw-in. And finally, Dominican is on to their attacking half.
You know, it may not be a bold prediction right now, but I could easily see this game ending 0-0 because Dominican just hasn't had the chances against this Loma defense, and Megs Herring is so on top of her game right now, it does not look like she'll let one in.
High in the air in the box. Still in a dangerous position, not cleared out by Point Loma. The shot is there for Stephanie Owens, and oh, it's offsides is the call. Before the shot, it was offsides, and it'll be a free kick for keeper Tiffany Cracy from Whittier, California.
Well, I tried the broadcaster jinx right before that play into the middle. Almost worked. Got a shot off. I think I burned the bullet a little too soon, however.
You might have. Caldwell now down the right sideline. She plays it all the way up for running Krista Gregory, but not enough for Hansen and Korsberg to be bothered. Now Gregory has the ball again. Cameron on the right. Wide open Caldwell in the middle. Ball gets a bit by her, though. She has to restart with the back. Looking forward is Leah Porter. And she finds Emily Whitaker. Not necessarily the right team there, but Dominican is happy to take the ball. Here comes Ramirez down the middle of the field. Plays it to Brotsberg. It's a good toe poke. And Brotsberg couldn't get enough on the pass to keep possession. Now Nunes has to play it towards the left side. And Cameron is now going down the right sideline. Cameron keeps going. Nobody's attacking her. Towards the middle has Heather Cady. Kimball's right on her back, though, and good D by Kimball. Now Golnick to Brosberg. Defender right on her back, as always. It'll be a Dominican Penguin throw-in. 23 minutes left in the season. Hansen with a concerned look on her face, trying to find someone. Cameron comes out of nowhere. Golnick had no idea she was right there. Cameron can't quite keep it in on the right sideline. It's out for a throw-in. Four shots now for Dominican. And over triple that many for Point Loma so far. They're at 13. Number 13, Natalie Swift, towards the middle of the field to Caldwell. Now to the right on Cameron, attacking the wide just like their coach says. Into Gregory on the right side of the box. Has the cross in, and Herring grabs the ball right in her hands. The dummy by Heather Cady almost worked. It got right past her and Nunes. Herring was not fazed.
Yeah, and when I said I think it'll end nil-nil, it's not for a lack of opportunities for this Sea Lion team. It's because of Megs Herring in between the posts.
Well, she has been on fire so far today, and the Dominican Lady Penguins have needed every bit of that fire.
They need 20 more minutes of it now.
The flame has to keep going for these next 20 minutes, and there is a substitution. Now, Amanda Mitchell, the speedy freshman from Quartz Hill, California, comes in for the 5'9" junior from Goodyear, Arizona, Heather Cady. Throw in from Point Loma. Nobody knows where the ball went, and it's out for a Dominican throw in. And there's another substitution. This time, Kayla Akita comes in for Jessica Ramirez, just like last half.
And a familiar face warming up on the sideline now for the Lady Penguins. It's Baptista.
Kaylin Baptista hasn't got any run in yet today, but always gets her minutes in, and you can never say that she doesn't work hard. She will be running at full speed almost the entire time she's in the game.
Yeah, she can make a huge difference. She'll probably come in with about 15 minutes left. And with her energy, she may just be the spark this offense needs.
Emily Whitaker on the right now with the throw. Megs Herring so far, 8 saves. Just a regular day at work for her out at Kennelly Field. It'll be another throw in this time for the Penguins. Now in a more dangerous situation, way deep in that right corner. And that calls for Kendra Korsberg, the specialist. She's got the cannon of the team. We'll see if she can get it near that near post, have Brosberg flick it back to a running Wakita or Owens or Moran. It's to Brosberg. She gets the flick. Wakita's there, but it's cleared away by Mitchell. Moran has Caldwell right on her back. And Cody Cameron tries to play it. It gets past Golnick. And Golnick takes out Amanda Mitchell. She knows it too. Nothing malicious on the play as everybody simply gets up and minds their own business. 19 minutes left now. Tiffany Cracy will have the free kick.
You can expect it to be a long one if you're going to bring the keeper out this far.
Absolutely. Cracy has got herself a boot.
Is she going to try and put this in the box?
She might just score it. Korsberg has the head out to Hansen, who has to clear it fast, and she does. It's past Cameron. Lucky for Dominican, too. Now they play it towards the middle of the field. Point Loma going forward. Brosberg takes the ball from the defender. And she's immediately fouled. Good foul, actually, by Leah Porter. If Porter doesn't commit that foul and lets Brosberg take the ball up, then it is a 2-on-2 with the speedy Owens and the always skillful Brosberg. Instead, it'll be a free kick in the center circle for Korsberg. It's a low one to the middle. Kimball knees it to Moran, to Wakita, to Brotsberg. Good one-touch play. Brotsberg keeps the ball. Somehow. Moran plays Golnick. Good touch by Golnick. And she's not offside. Has the left-footed shot. It's just over the bar, tipped over by Tiffany Cracy. It was an on-target shot that went just above Cracy's head, and she had to get her hands up quickly to tip it over the bar.
And Jordan, we talked about this earlier. Cracy at 5'11 is not one that you're going to be able to beat up high, but that was about all Golnick had, and it was a perfect shot, just a better save.
And Golnick herself will have the corner. It's to the near post. Moran works for it, can't quite get to it, though. And here comes Point Loma on the attack. Wakita, good job of getting back quickly to make sure that the counterattack has no substance to it. Now up to five shots with that one for Dominican. So the referee right now actually talking to John Delano, telling him that a couple audience members are actually being a bit disruptive. And the ref is having none of it, actually.
Where's the disruptive people coming from? Is it the sideline or is it from back in the parking lot, sidelines?
Oh, I believe it's from the sidelines.
Now, we don't want to say any names, but the Dominican lacrosse team is in the house, so.
They happen to be standing right next to where the ball is and where the entire play was.
Might have a slight idea.
But we won't say any names.
Innocent until proven guilty, which we will prove later.
It's cleared all the way up towards midfield by Dominican, but taken by Point Loma again. Down the line for Amanda Mitchell, guarded by Jill Nunes. She tries a left-footed cross, but it's out of bounds for a goal kick. Amanda Mitchell, a little bit ambitious on that cross, while Jill Nunes was stride for stride with her. We talked about Amanda Mitchell's speed and how she's affected this game with that. Well, Jill Nunes is fairly fast herself, and not just fast, but a smart defender, which allows her to stay stride for stride without getting caught back or too over-aggressive. All number 8 Leah Porter can do on the clearance is kick it out of bounds. It'll be a Dominican throw from actually a dangerous position, which calls Kendra Korsberg up again. Let's see if they can get another opportunity. Last time they had a throw-in like this, it was boom, 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 and all of a sudden Lauren Golnick had an open shot. Maybe, just maybe, Brotsberg can get another quality flick in there. It's into Brotsberg. She gets the flick, but no one is behind her. Golnick came charging in for the attempted shot, actually. Again, almost like a football tackle. She came in with her shin and actually kicked it off of Point Loma, earned herself a corner kick.
And I'm telling you, if Dominican ever starts a football team, I may just take Lauren Golnick at free safety.
I wouldn't say no, Brian. Alex Moran has a header. It's just over the bar off of the corner kick. Moran had an open header and hit it with precision to the far post. It hit the top of the netting, though. That is the sixth shot for Dominican. Gets past Moran for Korsberg. Korsberg hits it up. It's to Owens and Brotsberg. And Leah Porter has to play it back to Cracy. Goes over Kimball's head. She had no idea why. Hansen is in the middle of a big ol' scrum, and there is a player down on the field. Looks like Amanda Mitchell is struggling to get up. Her right leg is limp, and she can't quite get up all the way down at the other end of the field. Point Loma is still attacking. And now Owens gets the ball. Amanda Mitchell gets up. Can barely walk, though. And she finally gets going. Kayla Wakita plays it all the way to the other side of the field, looking for Golnick, but finding a defender's head. Amanda Mitchell is at full strength now, running down the field. Looks like she won't need a sub.
10 for 22.
She'll get a sub anyways, though, as Brooke Winkelpleck looks to go in at the next substitution opportunity. Point Loma still has the ball, though. It's out wide. Van Loo on the left side, looking for a cross. Has the cross. It's a good one. Tipped away by Amanda Mitchell, but Herring has no problem with it. Amanda Mitchell had a diving kick, actually, but it was too soft for Herring to be worried about. Alex Moran has the ball. Tries to play it to Owens. It's unsuccessful, and now Swift will go again from the left side, cutting towards the middle with the right foot. Now out wide. They look for the cross. It's a big cross to the near post. Nothing Herring can handle as she looks for another drop kick. Tim Hall is audibly upset still. 12 minutes remaining in this game. At about midfield, it's a Dominican throw. Whitaker will have the throw on the right side. As everyone on both teams shifts towards the Dominican attacking half. Whitaker's throw is down the line to Kimball. Kimball kicks it over her head to Owens. Owens gets her defender out of the way, and they call a shove. Owens can't believe it. She thought, I'm smaller than her. How can I shove her? But a foul nonetheless. La, la, la. 11 minutes in this season so far, still at 0-0. Brian, your prediction might just come true.
And it's looking that way. Both these defenses look like they're going to be tough to get one in on.
Creasy's kick is high down the line. Flick towards Kimball. Wakita lets it go overhead. Kimball plays it into Brotsberg, working hard. Brotsberg almost gets it, and she does. Has Kraft right on her, though. Plays it to Moran, to Wakita, and Owens. Owens working hard. Might have an opportunity here. Owens still working. Into the ball. There's a big scrum at the top of the box with Wakita and a couple defenders, and it's cleared out by Point Loma. Now here comes Mitchell. On the right side, against Hansen. Has Cameron on the white, or on the wide. Finally plays Cameron on the right side. She looks to cut inside. Back out to Cameron. Down the line to Mitchell. And it's out for a goal kick. Yet again, Point Loma could not get the ball into the box for an opportunity.
A couple of substitutions now. Amanda Mitchell finally coming out of the game.
She had that hurt leg, but still played through it. Adrenaline will do that to you. And number 21, Krista Gregory, coming out of the game. The clear by Moran is right to Kimball. To Brotsberg. Golnick. Big left foot over to Owens. Owens lets it go over her head. And it's over to Swift. Good play by Jessica Van Loo to defend Owens on the far side. Now Winkelpleck going against Nunes. Winkelpleck has some speed, but so does Nunes. All the way down that left sideline. Winkelpleck plays it, and it is out of bounds for a goal kick. Yet another goal kick earned by Dominican. That defense is not letting anything by. 0-0 still. 14 shots for Point Loma, just 6 for Dominican. It's about 8.5 minutes left in the game as the time just keeps dwindling down for Point Loma to capitalize on their opportunities while Dominican might just sneak a goal in there. Korsberg's hit is to Golnick, but it's over her head. Kicked out of bounds for a throw-in. And I might mention that throw-in went into the bleachers. What a crowd we have.
No kidding.
For senior day. It is all the way down the sideline, totally packed today for both the men's and women's game, especially this women's game. They're an incredible amount of spectators. Really, really great to see here at Kennelly Field. Cameron's ball is a great one to Winkelpleck. She gets behind Whitaker, but Whitaker does an excellent job of recovering. Gets pushed over at the end of the play. Herring is begging for a foul. Gets nothing as she has the ball anyways. Whitaker really, really did a fine job of recovering from letting that ball get over her head. Wakita going hard against Cameron and Katie on the right side. Alex Moran has a man on her back. It's into Winkelpleck. Has time to turn. Plays it down the line to Caldwell. Hansen gets the body on her, though. And it's actually out for a corner kick. Caldwell did a fantastic job of, at the last second, getting around Hansen to kick it off of Megan Hansen for the corner kick. Megan Hansen knows what Caldwell is capable of while she's shielding the ball next time. It'll be a corner kick from the right side. 6.5 minutes left in a dangerous area. Here is the corner kick. Caldwell has it to the middle of the goal. Again, Herring has to punch it out, and she does.
It's going to be the third time she's done that on a corner.
Maybe third time this half.
Yeah.
She's been on fire. The ball is over everyone. Nicole Kraft was working hard to get it, but Megs Herring was aggressive on the come out. And she has a quick drop kick to try to take advantage of Nicole Kraft not being back in the defense yet. Hansen has it now, looking for that big left foot. She finds Brotsberg. Has a good down-the-line header to Kayla Wakita. Maddie White is on the defense. Wakita has Brotsberg back now. Is double-teamed and plays it right into that double-team. Wakita simply takes it away from Caldwell. Kimball now cuts it back. Might have a shot. She has a cross into Golnick. Golnick turns around with the left foot. Tries to play Wakita in the box. Can't quite get it, though. Kimball tries to play over the top with her head to Golnick. But Crazy is right there and has a big kick.
My goodness.
That was incredible. Luckily, Korsberg and Nunes didn't think it was so incredible. They just decided to kick it right back. Caldwell now has Cameron on the wide. She's wide right. And here comes Korsberg defending Heather Cady on the right side now. And Point Loma yet again has a poor cross into the middle out for a goal kick. Numerous times they have had crossing opportunities, yet shank them, mishit them, don't get their balance on right. So many reasons for them not to get their crosses into the box. Out of bounds for a Point Loma throw in. I know you were ready for that one, Brian.
I was all over it.
Caldwell down the line to an open Katie. Tries to get Hansen out of the way. She does. And Katie kicks it off of Nunes for another corner kick, this time with 4 minutes left.
This could be the last very threatening moment that Point Loma will have. They're going to need to convert this one. I'm afraid their head coach might blow a gasket.
Well, he'll do something. He'll be mad in some way because he has been yelling and visibly upset this entire game.
Yeah, he's been giving the trainer's table he's sitting on a pounding. He's not a happy camper right now.
Caldwell's corner kick is in the air. It's to Herring again, and he punches it out with both hands this time.
I mean, Herring's decision-making has been basically perfect his entire game. When to go out, when to sit back, which header to sit on top of, and it's been spectacular.
It's really been spot on. So much credit of this clean sheet has to go to Herring. Golnick tries to play it down the line to Kimball, almost gets it to her, but it's off of the head of Tara Cracy. And Point Loma has possession again. I would say they've had about 63% possession so far this entire game.
Yeah, it's fair, and it's huge.
It has really made a difference in the control of this game. White plays it into Caldwell. Tries to play a through ball to Winkelpleck. And Whitaker will simply let it go out for yet another goal kick. This time with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left.
It's just about time for one more Dominican run. See if they can't streak down a sideline and find Bratsberg in the middle.
We'll see if maybe Golnick can get one of her patented long shots in. Matthews takes the ball from Alex Moran. Has the fake shot. Kicks it out wide to Swift. On the left side, has Whitaker. Whitaker slides. Swift still has the ball. Swift still has the ball. Still dribbling. Whitaker's still on it. Has the cross in. It's off of Whitaker's foot. Out for another corner kick. This time from the left side.
As we approach a minute left to play here, this will almost certainly be the last chance for a goal for either team. If Point Loma doesn't get it here, I don't know that Dominican will have time to return the favor.
It would have to be a quick, rapid counter for them. Caldwell will be the one to take the corner kick. A minute 20 left. Here's the corner. Herring again has to punch it, and she does. And Wakita does a good job of shielding the ball. It's in the middle of the scrum, and Herring ends up with the ball. She cradles it up after a big cluster of people. And here's Bratsberg. Double teamed. Has Owens on one side, Wakita on the other. But the double team is too much. Swift plays it in to Matthews. Matthews turns right around Korsberg. Moran is on the D, but it's out to Cody Cameron now. Cuts it to the middle. Has only Hansen on the D. Miscommunication by Cameron and Claire Matthews, and that will be very, very costly because there is 30 seconds left. They were on the attack, and they might not get another opportunity.
Yeah, and Dominican's defense has been playing tired, but they played so strong today and well enough to keep this clean sheet the entire game. A well-deserved tie here for the Lady Penguins this afternoon.
Yeah, 13 seconds left now. Hansen has a throw-in. And this game is still all tied up, and it will end all tied up. Not a score in sight. Not a goal anywhere nearby. The game ends 0-0, and the season ends. On that note, the Lady Penguins now go overall to 7-7-3, while in conference, they are now 6-5-3, ending the season incredibly with a winning record. Oh, excuse me. My understanding was that this game would end in a tie. It actually looks like it will go to overtime. My fault. My apologies. This game will go into overtime.
Yeah, I was right there with you. There's the whole season, games have ended in a tie. Maybe because this is the last game. Maybe because it is possibly for playoff seeding, certainly for the Sea Lions.
Well, if they end overtime all tied up 0-0, then it will end as a tie. However, if one of these teams manages to get a goal in, it will go crazy here at Kennelly Field. And we will actually take a break before the first period of overtime. We'll be back in 4 minutes here on radio.dominican.edu. We are back for the overtime period. And these overtimes will be two 10-minute periods. Two 10-minute halves. First person to score is the winner. We are playing golden goal here, folks. Some exciting stuff in San Rafael, California on this wonderful day on November 3rd, 2012. Alex Moran almost gets it over the top to Stephanie Owens, but the defender is there. Now Swift to Winkelpleck. Caldwell. Not enough defense by Moran, but Caldwell kicks it with her left foot all the way over to Herring. And Tim Hall right now taking his anger out on the refs as Gulnick got hit in the back of the head, a little head bonk between her and a Point Loma defender. Hansen to Kimball. Korsberg. Big kick up the field to Brotsberg. Gets the flick. Ramirez is working. And she worked hard enough to earn herself a throw-in. It'll be Hansen over on the left side in an attacking area for the Penguins. We are a minute and a half into this first overtime period. Hansen's throw is big in there. Brotsberg can't quite get the flick, though. It's back to Hansen. She has a right-footed cross in. It's cleared out by Point Loma. To Gulnick. Whitaker kicks it all the way over to Brotsberg. It's over everyone's head. Brotsberg might have an opportunity. Kraft gets her body in front, though. Doesn't matter. Brotsberg has the cross in. Owens was there, but it's cleared out by Point Loma. And it's cleared away by everyone. Point Loma gets it out of the danger zone. It's out for a throw-in for Dominican. Brotsberg almost had an opportunity there, but Kraft was able to get it back. Just barely.
It's going to be another chance here for the long throw and the backhead flick by Brotsberg that they've been running all game.
Well, they've been very successful on it, especially compared to what else has happened offensively for the Penguins. Their throw-ins have been by far the most successful play so far. Brotsberg gets caught offsides. Deep in the Point Loma area. 7 minutes left in this first overtime period. Here's Creasy's kick. It's past Kimball. Might be costly for Dominican. Doesn't matter because Whitaker is all over it. Hansen dribbling to her left. Plays Brotsberg. Good touch by Brotsberg. Keeps possession with Moran, who has to play it all the way back to Korsberg. Ramirez gets by her defender. Will she get it before it goes out? She does. Now going at her defender. Gets the cut to her left side. Gets by the first defender. Tries to kick it into the middle. It's off of Nicole Kraft out for a throw-in.
Man, I just want one of these balls to go out of the goal line instead of out of bounds right next to the flag, get the corner instead of the throw.
Yeah, they keep getting these long, long throws deep in the corner.
Yeah, right next to the flag.
Just about 5 yards away from the flag. Very, very close to many, many corner kicks. In a dangerous area, but it's cleared away. Not a good clear, though. Gulnick has a shot. It's over the bar for a goal kick.
Yeah, and Gulnick's disappointed with that effort. She had a chance to do much more with that ball. She just couldn't do it, got underneath it, flew it high.
Creasy has a goal kick to Moran. And both teams are visibly tired, and understandably so. Both teams have used their starters mostly the entire game, especially Dominican. And we are 95 minutes into this game on a giant, giant field. That'll take its toll on you. A good, good touch by Claire Matthews into the area. Has a shot, but it's saved by Megs Herring to her right. She has a nice, nice diving save to her right side.
And imagine that. Herring with another save to keep the hopes alive on senior day.
Matthews plays it into Swift on the left side. Will she get there? She won't before it goes out for another goal kick. 5 minutes left in this overtime period. Let's see if Dominican or Point Loma can really get the second ball off this header. The header is important, but the second ball after it is so important too. Swift takes the ball. Gets it by Whitaker. Whitaker recovers though, uses her speed and kicks it out of bounds. Swift on the left side. Plays it into Matthews. Tries to turn around Kimball. She's on her left foot now. Swift in the corner. It is offside. Swift got caught on the far side. That's excellent job of keeping that line by Dominican. Even after 96 minutes of play, they still have the awareness to keep the line strong and make sure that that offside trap is strong. Golnick and Brochberg are in a scrum with a couple defenders. Moran slides and kicks the ball out of bounds. Leah Porter throws it down the line. It gets by Whitaker, but not by Nunes. And Nunes kicks it out for a throw-in. The throw is in to Matthews. Whitaker's on the D. Matthews turns to her left. Now has Caldwell, an open Caldwell, on the outside of the 18. She cuts in with the right foot, has the cross into Cameron on the opposite side. Cameron keeps it in. Now she's at the opposite corner on the far right side. Maddie White tries to play it back into Cameron, but nothing is there. Goal kick for Megs Herring.
Yeah, high cross in the middle, probably not what Cameron was looking for at 5'2". But, you know, that could be a unique advantage. On a low cross, she could actually get to a head to it, where most defenders would have to try and lift a knee to get to it.
A very awkward position, too.
It'd be interesting.
Good physical play by Lauren Golnick right on Caldwell. And Point Loma has to play it all the way back because of it. Hansen with Cameron on her back. Simply plays it back to Herring. 2.5 minutes left in this game. Left in the overtime period. It'll be a throw-in on the right side for Point Loma. There is 2 minutes, 12 seconds left in this first half of overtime. Overtime in the last game of the season. Some exciting stuff going on in Kennelly Field. Korsberg gets the left-footed clear off of Ramirez's head. But White is there. Over to Swift on the left side. Tries to have him give and go with Caldwell. Caldwell takes it herself. Has Nunes on the defense. Now Moran on the defense. Swift on the wide on the left side. Tries to get past Whitaker. Can't quite get it. Physical play by both of them. There's a foul, and it will be against Dominican in favor of Swift. About 4 yards outside of the 18-yard box on the left side of the box. Perfect opportunity for a cross. Caldwell will be the one with the cross. A minute left in the period. With her right foot, she crosses it in. It's dangerous, but Herring is there. In a very, very dangerous area, anything or any flick could happen. Herring was sound in her box, though. Caldwell hits it to Whitaker, who mishits it. Doesn't matter. Moran takes it. Big physical play by her and Moran. by her and Caldwell, and the foul is called on Caldwell. 37 seconds left in this period. And I believe there will be a 5-minute halftime to the overtime periods. Korsberg, 2-minute halftime. Nunes cries foul but doesn't get the call. And now it'll be number 6, Claire Matthews on the shot. It's a right-footed shot right to Megs Herring. 7 seconds left in this period now. Looked like the last opportunity, at least in the period, for Point Loma. As there is the buzzer, there will now be, looks like 5 minutes, actually, in 2 minutes in this overtime halftime. And we will be back in just about 2 minutes on radio.dominican.edu. Back for the second half of this overtime period between your Lady Penguins of the Dominican University of California and Point Loma Nazarene University, the Sea Lions from SoCal. It's over to Swift on the left side. She has Whitaker on it, plays down the line. Matthews goes against Nunes. Nunes kicks it out for a throw-in. 7 shots in this game now for Dominican, and 17 for Point Loma. Matthews has it, has a good cross, but Herring is there yet again.
Even more staggering than the shot total is the save total. 12 saves for Herring on the afternoon, only 2. On the other end of the field.
Herring. We can't say enough about Herring this game. She has really had one of her top games, especially on corner kicks, punching it every single time. The referee is getting absolutely screamed at from the Point Loma bench right now after that free kick call, in which Stephanie Owens was tangled up with a Point Loma defender. Dominican got the benefit of the doubt on that one. Wakita has the header. It's blocked by defender. Lauren Golnick has a shot. It's saved. A diving stop by Tiffany Cracy to her right side. Down low. She had time to really get down low for that one to save it. Megan Hansen now on defense. Turns around Winkelpleck, and that allows Dominican to have a little bit more time. Kimball to Moran, looking up with her left foot. Gives it right to Cameron, though. Cameron waiting for someone to go down the field. She finally has Claire Matthews, but Claire Matthews was caught offside.
Yeah, easy call there. Very far off.
8 minutes left now in this game. Officially, 8 minutes left in this game now. Cody Cameron down the right sideline. Moran is on her. Plays it to Winkelpleck, who tries to give it to Matthews down the right sideline, but nothing is there. Tim Hall again visibly upset, while John Delano is content to sit in his chair and say almost nothing. Oftentimes, he lets his assistant coach, Phil Bolecci-Guard, do some of the talking, at least during the games. Delano often is content to just sit there, let the game come to him. When something happens that is worthy of him talking, then he will talk. Winkelpleck has a shot. It's right to Megs Herring. Yet another save to add to her tally.
13.
That's pretty incredible. 13 is a really incredible number of saves.
To go along with the clean sheet that she is just under 7 minutes away from completing.
Exactly. It could be 13 saves with 4 goals against her, which is very possible in this game, but it's 13 saves and a big old zero right next to Point Loma's name. Hansen with a big left foot, kicks it up the field. Down the line, no one's there. Finally, Owens decides to chase all the way down the left sideline. A lot of confusion on the play. And it'll be Jill Nunes with the clearance to Hansen. Owens into Golnick, has space in the middle. Has Ramirez out wide. Plays her. Cuts in the middle. Ramirez might have a shot. She has a left-footed shot. It's headed away by Point Loma. And again, Swift has it. Tries to turn around Kimball. Good move by Swift. Using her speed now. Kimball's getting back. Winkelpleck has Nunes right on her. A big ball right in behind Whitaker. It's a good one, too. Hansen has to get back. And she just barely does to clear it out to Moran. Now Hansen with plenty of space in front of her on her left foot. Down the sideline. She's about at midfield. Looking for the long through ball. She finds it. It's a good one to Stephanie Owens. Creasy is coming out. The keeper out of her box kicks it away for a throw-in. Halfway through this second overtime period. 5 minutes in the season to go. Hansen to Brotsburg. Brotsburg trying to shield off her defender. Does. And Golnick gets called for a foul. Is clearly livid about it. And she actually didn't get too much of the player. However, her cleats were showing. And anytime your cleats show, it doesn't matter if you get the ball. It's a dangerous play, and the ref has a right to call a foul. Creasy will have the free kick. High in the air. Looks like Moran will be on it, and she is. Ramirez has to work back. Going against Van Loo. Van Loo plays it right to Korsberg. Owens got caught watching a little bit. Let Leah Porter take over the ball. Nunes now on defense. Against Matthews. Matthews tries to play it into Gregory. Korsberg and Nunes are right there. Korsberg hits the clearance right off of the back of Jill Nunes' head. It could have spelled trouble, but it goes right to Megs Herring. 3:40 left in the period. It goes past everyone. Brotsburg might have a chance. Oh, and she's double-teamed. Nothing there for Brotsburg. Here comes Nicole Kraft. Golnick takes the ball and subsequently gets fouled by Kraft. As they hurry up the field, 3:20 left in this period. Korsberg will have the free kick at midfield. 18 shots for Point Loma, 7 for Dominican. Korsberg hits it to Brotsburg, has the flick of the ball, but it's to Cameron who gets the clearance away. Caldwell now. Defended by Moran. Caldwell plays it over Hansen's head, but that is right where Jill Nunes is. All she can do is kick it out of bounds. Here's Caldwell. Hits it right off of Krista Gregory's stomach out of bounds. Hansen quickly finds an open G. Has to turn quickly. She does. Golnick now pushes back her hair as she dribbles. Golnick finds Kimball. It's a soft pass, though. Kimball has to hurry. And Kimball plays it back to Whitaker. Brotsburg expected Ramirez to go down the line off of the header. Ramirez had other thoughts, though. Big pressure by 4 Dominican attackers. That might leave room for a Point Loma counterattack. Doesn't matter because Emily Whitaker has a good cut of the ball to take it down the right sideline. She plays Ramirez down the line. Will Ramirez get to it before it goes out for a goal kick? She does not. Doesn't have quite the acceleration, especially on this turf field. 1:45 left in this game. Moran's header is right to Point Loma. Kicks it over to Cody Cameron. Has Megan Hansen on her. It's Hansen and Cameron. And Hansen takes the ball right from her and then kicks it right off of Caldwell. Hansen into Brotsburg. Brotsburg gets it kicked away. Caldwell plays it to Dominican. Here comes Nunes, down the middle of the field. Finds Owens, tries to have a turn of the ball. Instead, tries to find Moran. Can't quite do it. It's off of Point Loma. A minute left in the game. Hansen's throw from the left side. Looking for someone. Time is ticking away. Owens, now about 25 yards away, with a lot of defenders around her. Moran plays it down to Brotsburg. Brotsburg has a cross. Golnick was there, but it just got by her, and it's cleared out of bounds. Almost out of bounds. Ramirez saved it. Here comes Owens. Down the side. Left-footed shot. It's hit away by the defender. Ramirez now can't quite get it into the middle. And here comes Point Loma. 27 seconds left. Nunes has to do something. Kicks it back to Herring, who has to have a big boot. It's out of bounds. Unfortunate for Dominican. Brotsburg almost got that ball across the way for Lauren Golnick. Golnick now to Brotsburg. Has an open shot. There's 6 seconds left. Brotsburg with a one-on-one. 3 seconds left. Has the shot. It's just saved by Tiffany Creasy. And that is the buzzer. My goodness. Right before the buzzer sounded, Juliana Brotsburg had a one-on-one and almost took advantage of it with her third golden opportunity of the game. She just about put it away. And that will do it for this women's soccer season. And that'll do it for the soccer season in general. It is November 3rd, which means it is the end of the year for John Delano and his two teams. And this women's team definitely played their heart out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Much better opponent as far as standings are concerned. And Point Loma Nazarene came in 9-3-1 in conference, as Dominican goes to 6-5-3 on the season, clinching a conference record over 500. And it was all about the defense and Megs Herring, who had a phenomenal game. Brotsburg had 3 wide open shots in this game, couldn't convert all of them. You hate to see that for her on her senior day, but a great season and a great career has come to a close for all the seniors on the Lady Penguins, and that'll do it for us here today.
Well, it has been a pleasure seeing these seniors grow into what they are and broadcasting these games, especially with you, Brian. For Brian Sanchez, I am Jordan Smith on the soccer broadcast. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.